We turn now to Sadrina Finley. Today marks exactly a month since Sadrina walked out of the gates of the Maryland Correctional Institution for Women at Jessup after serving a 5-year sentence. She joins us now to talk about what freedom means to her. Welcome. Thank you so much for talking to us and congratulations.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
While you were involved in the situation that caused you to be incarcerated, did you think about losing your freedom? Did you ever say to yourself, gee, if I keep doing this, I might wind up behind bars? Did you ever think about that and what that might be like and what that would mean?
Nope. I never even thought about that aspect because I thought I was just too good. I thought that I had it down packed. I thought that I was untouchable.
And there are those who are going to want to, I should mention that we previously spoke with you about your time in incarceration and the steps that you're taking to kind of get back into the community and to reunite with your family. But for those who didn't hear that conversation, would you mind just briefly reminding us, how did you wind up in prison to begin with?
Well, I had a possession charge, possession with intent to distribute. I had a mandatory minimum attached to my sentence, meaning that I had to do half of whatever time that they had given me. So they'd given me 10 years, so I had to do 5 before I was even eligible for parole.
And you met those terms, and here you are.
Absolutely.
That first night in prison when they shut the door, or maybe when they closed the door to your cell, do you remember what went through your mind?
Absolutely. When I first walked to the door, I saw the disarray that was in the room, and I asked the correction officer who was going to clean this room because I wasn't used to living in those kind of conditions. And she said, "What do you think you are, a country club? You're going to clean that room. If you want it to be clean, you're going to clean it." And I sat there on a 1.5-inch mattress on a metal steel plate, and I began to cry because I was devastated. It hadn't really sunk in. I was standing in front of the judge being sentenced, and it was like my body was there, but I was so far away. So, yeah, it was devastating. I thought about my freedom. I thought about how much it meant to me, how much it mattered. I wanted to smell the flowers that I rode past every day. I wanted to slow down at that point, but it was too late. I was already there.
While you were in prison, what is it that you thought about? When you thought about freedom, what did you think about? Was it the simple things like styling your hair the way you want, eating what you want, when you want, that sort of thing, or were there other things?
Well, when I went to prison, I was pregnant, and there wasn't too many things that I could not do to take care of myself. Everything that I could possibly do to maintain good health and good state of mind, I had to do. So I thought about so many things at that point, and there was really no option but for me to succeed and to elevate myself while I was there.
I was thinking about also, as a mother, the freedom to guide your children as you see fit. You know, to instruct them in the way that you want, to supervise what they eat, you know, what they wear, things like that.
I have I'm very blessed because throughout my entire incarceration, well, even before that, I was a mom. I am a mom. And the only difference that my children recognized in that time I was incarcerated was that I just didn't live here. I still did homework over the phone. I had teacher conferences. I still decided who, what, when, where, and why. The same way I gave them accolades, I also had to dish out a couple of punishments, but I was still mom.
What about now, since you've been home? What does freedom mean to you now?
Freedom means choice, and I choose to be free. I choose not to live in accordance with anything that's going to take me away from being able to pick up the telephone when I want, take a shower when I want, go out and have a drink if I wanted to. Freedom means to me, this, it's not the most valuable, but it's absolutely necessary in order for you to have peace of mind. Freedom means peace of mind to me today.
Do you think it's necessary to experience a loss of freedom in some way in order to really savor freedom when you have it? In the course of our conversations, we're speaking with people who in some way have experienced some loss of freedom, whether through fear or, you know, the government or something like that. So I'm just wondering, do you think that in order to really savor freedom, you have to lose it at some point?
I believe that there's a saying that goes, you don't miss the cow until the milk is gone. So as a people, especially growing up here in the United States, you tend to take for granted so many things. Just being able to go and get a cup of coffee or, you know, pumping gas into your car, even smelling the flowers that are on the side of the road. we take those things for granted because they are just given to us so freely. But once things are taken away from you, you learn to appreciate as well as value them. So I'm not going to sit here and say everyone should experience their freedom or something taken away from them in that order. But slow down, take the time, and see what's very important to you.
In fact, that leads me to my next question is, what are you teaching your children about freedom?
My children have learned a very hard lesson because their mom has been gone for 5 years. And I just teach them to be fair, to have compassion, and to understand that the things and the decisions that you do always have a consequence. So I'm just teaching them how to be good women, good men, and, you know, responsible, hard earners. I'm teaching them well.
It's your first 4th of July with your family in 5 years. How are you going to spend it?
I haven't had time to even sit down to think about a barbecue or an amusement park or anything that like that. I don't plan on being away from my children again. So even if we don't do anything this July 4th, you know, we're going to celebrate every day because we have a new understanding of value, of, you know, of love, of just, you know, us being together. So we're good.
Sedrina Finley is the proud mother of 3. She's living in Baltimore County, Maryland. Exactly a month ago, Sedrina walked out of the gates of the Maryland Correctional Institution for Women at Jessup after serving a 5-year sentence. Sedrina Finley, thank you so much for speaking with us. Good luck to you and to your family, and happy 4th.
Thank you, you too.